Happy holidays, everybody, and welcome on in to another edition of Central Region Now with a Christmas theme. Yeah, we're going old school. This is a classic from my high school days. In fact, I think I was in junior high, and yeah, we still called it junior high back in the early 1980s when that particular song came out, The Waitresses and Christmas Wrapping. Getting us going on our podcast, Central Region Now, the last one before the holiday. Hi, friends, Rob Witham here. So glad you're with us. You've decided to join us for this edition of the podcast as we get set to put a wrap on 2014. Very soon. Can you believe that? And what a wild week it has been. I know it was quiet for most of the week south of the river in Chesterfield County. Congratulations, guys. Your exams are over. Breathe a sigh of relief. Enjoy your holiday break. For those of you north of the river in Hanover and Henrico, for example, enjoy your break. But when you get back, just know what's on the horizon in week number three. And I've already heard and I've already seen people on Twitter, you know, praying that somehow we'll get more snow in the third week of January and the exams will be canceled like the class of 2014 got the gift of in some jurisdictions last year. I wouldn't quite count on that. The chances of that happened in 2 years in a row are not very good. Oh my. Well, here on this edition of Central Region Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the Times-Dispatch Invitational Tournament, some good action there, and of course, the Championship Day is still ahead, coming up Tuesday at the Siegel Center. Want to talk a little bit about Atlantic 10 women's basketball as we continue our season-long coverage of that conference, heading towards their tournament here at the Richmond Coliseum the first week in March. And I really hope you'll join us up at the Coliseum sometime during that tournament. All 14 teams are going to be there. There'll be two games on Wednesday night, four games on Thursday, four quarterfinals on Friday, the semifinals on Saturday, and the Sunday championship game has been moved later this year. It's not 11 in the morning, and that was to accommodate television last year, but it kind of hurt attendance. They were able to get it moved to 1 p.m., which I think is going to be much better. People are going to be able to leave church and come down to the Coliseum or go to an early service and then come down to the Coliseum. I think a 1 p.m. start is going to be much more attractive to fans here in the RVA. And if you've not seen the VCUs, the Richmonds, the Daytons, the St. Bonaventures, the George Washingtons in women's basketball, they have an excellent brand of basketball. Thoroughly enjoyed the tournament last year. Saw some fantastic individual performances, and many of those players were underclassmen. So they will be back at the Coliseum. I think of Ali Malat of Dayton and Andrea Hoover, the player of the year from Dayton, the preseason favorite in the conference. VCU is not a team dominated by one player, as was the case last year with Robin Parks, although she was a heck of a player and she's now professionally playing overseas. And rightfully so. It's kind of play and win by committee. Isis Thorpe got the job done with 22 points and a win back on Thursday against High Point in a game that we covered here on Twitter on the RVA Sports Network. And they got another big win this afternoon against Texas Pan American. So they moved to 7-4 on the season. The Spiders of Richmond got a good road win today. Sunday, as we record this against Eastern Kentucky, they move to 6-4 on the season. Most teams in the Atlantic 10, 500 or better. George Washington with the best record right now in the conference, 9-2. Conference play begins on Sunday, January the 4th, and there's going to be at least two, maybe three Atlantic 10 women's games broadcast on television that afternoon. And I'm telling you, you need to take some time and watch a couple of those games and really get a sense of how good, how competitive, and how much fun Atlantic 10 women's basketball is, and then hope you'll get your tickets and join us. All you have to do is go to our special webpage, which is a10rva.blogspot.com. That's a10rva.blogspot.com. We update you on scores and schedules and standings there. There's a link to Tournament Central and Atlantic10.com where you can get tickets, see the schedule, everything that you need to know. So I hope you'll be with us March 4th through the 8th down at the Richmond Coliseum. So we wanted to touch upon it, and I just went ahead and did it here at the outset. Want to give a shout out to some wrestlers at a couple of events on Saturday. First of all, at the Lee Davis Classic, which was, of course, a two-day tournament. I want to congratulate the following local wrestlers for winning individual championships. Three from Lee Davis. Hayden Keener at 120 pounds, Nick Timmick at 126, William Hazelwood in the 285 heavyweight division, all getting individual titles. Really, really good match in the 132 championship yesterday. Tyler Flora of defending 4A state champion Hanover falling 6-3 to Cody Doidle of Brook Point High School. They won't see each other in the postseason. Tyler is talented and could make a run in 4A once we get into conference and regional and later on state tournament action in the month of February. Carson Allen of Hanover won at 138. Jeremy Roop of Patrick Henry won the 145 division. Keaton Gomez of Manchester, he had a big battle on his hands and won 11-10 over Corbin Dunn of Midlothian in the 152 final. That had to be a heck of a match. Taylor Rudnick of St. Christopher's with a major decision win at the 160 level. Brandon Henderson of Manchester got a win in the 170-pound range. Brian Garlington of Brook Point knocked off Scott Toms of Patrick Henry by fall to win the 182 division. Tyson Talar, which, of course, we know from the football team at Highland Springs, he got a pinfall in the 195 division to win that championship and also winning by fall. Tanner Lacey in the 220-pound division for Hanover, another football name you may be familiar with. And then over at the Raider Duels yesterday, want to congratulate Atlee's Charlie Belvin. He won his 100th career match for the Atlee Raiders, 100th overall. So congratulations to Charlie on that accomplishment. The Raiders, in their own tournament, finished third in the duels. Liberty Christian Academy won, Benedictine was second, and Kempsville rounded out the top four. So congratulations to those competitors at the Raider Duels. And there's more wrestling action going on over the holiday period. You think, okay, it's winter break, nobody's going to do anything for 2 weeks. Oh, you couldn't be more wrong. There is so much stuff going on. Swimming's taking a break from competition, but they still practice. Gymnastics is taking a break, they'll still practice. Track, for the most part, wrapped up for the winter break yesterday down at the Boo Williams Winter Invitational in Hampton, and they'll get back in action right after the new year. But next weekend, that first weekend between the 2 weeks of winter break, is going to be absolutely chock full of basketball action. And we've already got some schools that are in holiday tournaments as far away as South Carolina. We'll mention the Monacan girls in just a couple of moments when we reveal our new top 10 polls. They're down at the Shootout by the Sea tournament down in South Carolina, even as we speak. So much going on. And before we break into basketball, which is going to be the bulk of our podcast here tonight, got to go back to Saturday afternoon and give a salute to all the seniors selected who played in the Big River Rivalry, the second annual high school all-star football game here in the 804. Can I say something? I saw something on Twitter late yesterday afternoon. I don't remember if it was in the press box at Day Field after the game or maybe by the time I got over to Crenshaw Gymnasium for Times Dispatch Invitational Tournament coverage. I was at Randolph-Macon yesterday, Saturday. I got there at 12 minutes after 10 o'clock in the mornings when I pulled my car to the parking place along the railroad tracks in Ashland. And when I got back in my car that night, it was 9:45 p.m. So I spent 11 and a half hours on the on the campus of Randolph-Macon yesterday, and it was well worth it. Parts of seven basketball games, as well as the Big River Rivalry. Let's talk about the football game first. What a great performance by really all three quarterbacks. The North kind of had a rotation of sorts where Deshaun Waller would come in, be that run-pass threat, although he didn't pass that much. He certainly was and did a great job running the football. And then if it wasn't him coming in to take care of business, it was Jones from King William, and he had some good throws. But then over on the other side for the South, Daniel Rose of Manchester, just a fantastic all-around performance. Rose was the South's MVP, and for good reason. And Waller of Armstrong was the North's MVP, and for good reason as well, although A couple of other players on the north side that need to be shouted out here on Central Region now. Bender Vaught of Patrick Henry, number one. He had two touchdown runs, so he came up big for the north yesterday. And also, I want to give a shout out to Ricky Lewis of Mills Godwin, who had not one but two key long receptions for the North in yesterday's 28-27 win. So a shout out to Ricky and Godwin football. He represented the Eagles very, very well, taking a quick break from the basketball team, and now he'll get right back into action. Speaking of which, had a chance to talk with Jalen Elliott on the field after the game yesterday. Of course, Jalen a junior, so he was not a part of the game. It's for seniors only. Jalen, of course, the quarterback of the now three-time state defending champions, LC Bird. He told me that he got Sunday off after the championship game last Sunday, and then on the 15th, on Monday of last week, he was in practice. And so he now joins that illustrious roster there at LC Bird and only makes a dangerous team even that much more dangerous. And, man, I'm looking forward to seeing them in action this weekend. And we'll talk about our Holiday Hoops Feast. 11 basketball games in 4 days live here on the RVA Sports Network. The only place you're going to be able to hear any of these games live, it will be right here on the RVA Sports Network. And we'll go over the list of the games coming up very shortly. But talked to Jalen after the game yesterday. It was good to see him and get a chance to personally congratulate him. Talk to his dad as well. Morris Jackson from High School a couple of years ago. Great running back. Was great to see him. It's fun to watch the guys that are underclassmen come and support their senior classmates who've been honored with a spot on the roster for the Big River Rivalry. And cool to see grads come back and represent and root for the kids that have come up behind them. You know, Lamon Dandridge, for example, for Atlee, you know, was a protege of Morris Jackson. And then when Morris graduated, he and Lamont Stubbs took over in the 2013 season. And Dandridge was pretty much the man this past year. And now he'll hand the torch over to A.J. Zoller at Atlee, et cetera, et cetera. And so it was really, really cool to watch the camaraderie and whatnot. And a great football game, too, as it turned out to be for the second consecutive year. Now, last year, you'll recall in the inaugural event, the South lined up for a very short game-winning field goal. Looks like they were going to win the game, and it was blocked, and the North won 35-34. This year, it came down to the South scoring on a long touchdown pass in the final minutes, 26 seconds to go in regulation. Rose hitting the gentleman out of Petersburg, and his name escapes me right now, but he got the ball and he raced down the sideline, beat the coverage, got the touchdown, and then it only took about 30 seconds up in the press box for us to look and go, Billy Mills is going for two. And he decided, you know what, we're going to win it or lose it right here. And Nick Jones of Hermitage this year, John Marshall, the player from John Marshall was the one who blocked the field goal attempt last year to preserve the win. This year, give the preservation to Hermitage's Nick Jones, who came in, blew off his defender, and immediately tackled Logan Allen after he got the handoff on the two-point conversion attempt. It was no good, and the North won again by one, 28-27. And yes, both of those plays happened on the same end of Day Field at Randolph-Macon, facing Andrews Hall, which is now the older of the two dorms that surround Day Field on the campus of Randolph-Macon. Birdsong Hall is the new one that just opened late August, early September, that it looks to your right if you're in the home stands. Andrews Hall is to your left if you're in the home stands there at Randolph-Macon College. So another great game. Congratulations to the Touchdown Club of Richmond. Thank you so much for putting on the event. I know my good friend Gary Hess, longtime broadcast colleague from many years ago at my days at Clear Channel, did a lot of work to get that thing up and running and going. And so my hat's off to Gary for a fantastic job. And I know also a great way for he and Gary Criswell and staff to wrap up their Game of the Week broadcast on the radio this year. I don't know what Gary's going to do with himself this weekend. It's going to be the first weekend since Labor Day that he's not broadcasted a football game. So I'll check on Gary on Twitter, make sure he's not going through DTs or something like that. Oh, so great time had by all. And, of course, ticket proceeds went to the Children's Hospital of Richmond, so everybody wins. It was a great day. And hats off to Randolph-Macon for putting on a first-class performance on a fantastic field and a great facility. I'm very blessed to be able to cover that college and their sports on a regular basis for the Hanover Herald Progress. There's wonderful people there, great coaches, competitive teams, and first-class facilities. And so spending 11 and a half hours on Saturday at Randolph-Macon, believe me, was not a chore. It was a lot of fun. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Speaking of which, the other reason why we were there, the Times-Dispatch Invitational Tournament. Want to give a shout to Eric Kolinich and all the guys at the Times-Dispatch. Laura, Gabrielle, got to spend time with them yesterday, either at basketball or football. You know, this is their event. They've been putting it on now for 20 years. This is the 20th annual tournament. And they are kind and gracious enough to allow us at the RVA Sports Network to come and live tweet coverage of the games and whatnot. And we appreciate that. We don't take that for granted because that is their tournament. It is their baby. And for them allowing us to enhance and bring the coverage to our followers on Twitter and those who follow us on Facebook and our websites, et cetera, we very, very much appreciate that and have thoroughly enjoyed the tournament so far. Let me get you the lineup now for Tuesday as to what's going to be going on at the Siegel Center Tuesday all day long. Here is the lineup for Championship Tuesday. They'll start with the 7th place girls game at 9 a.m., and it will be Meadowbrook taking on Prince George. It's been a very disappointing tournament for Prince George. They lost their opener on Friday night in an upset to Glen Allen. And then on Saturday morning, we were there for their battle against Atlee. They only scored 9 points in the first half, but then they scored 10 in the first minute and 58 of the third quarter to cut a 10-point deficit down to 2, and it looked like they were getting running and getting rolling, and they had employed some pressure defense, and Atlee looked to be wilting, but Atlee withstood the heat and withstood the first push, and then it was back and forth, nip and tuck the rest of the way, and the Royals had 2 shots to tie it and send it to overtime in the final 5 seconds. But they could not do it, and Atlee wins 46-43. So Prince George will take on Meadowbrook. That will be the 7th place girls game at 9 a.m. After that, at 10:30 a.m., it's the 7th place boys game between Midlothian and Armstrong. Wildcats and Trojans at 10:30. 5th place girls game is at 12 noon, as it'll be Huguenot taking on the Raiders of Atlee, and that is when we will begin our live tweet coverage on the RVA Sports Network, at all four of our Twitter feeds, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, and at the RVA Sportsnet. And in case you're wondering, at the RVA Sportsnet, that's where we cover the city schools for the city of Richmond, Tri-City schools, and also schools in counties surrounding the Richmond area. The number one reason for that Twitter feed is to get you updated on broadcast updates, our live broadcast links to those broadcasts, our top 10 polls, things that are going on that are RVA Sports Network wide is why we use that Twitter feed there. But when we are at events that cover the city of Richmond or Tri-City schools or surrounding county schools like Goochland, like Caroline, like Powhatan, et cetera, we will use that Twitter feed as well to get that information out as well because, of course, Hanover Sports focuses on Hanover, Henrico, and Chesterfield. It's all self-explanatory. But it'll be a 5th-place game between Atlee and Huguenot, so we'll fire up Twitter about 12 noon on Tuesday. Start to giving you updates from the TDIT at that time. 5th-place boys game should be a good one. George Wythe and Glen Allen, and that one will tip at 1:30 in the afternoon. So George Wythe, Glen Allen, the 5th-place boys game at 1:30. 3rd-place girls game will be Destiny Walker and Hermitage versus Tyra Whitehead, Jocelyn Jones, and Cosby, and that one will take place at 3:30 in the afternoon. That's at 3:30. And then the consolation 3rd-place boys game, which should be another good one, Benedictine and Cosby at 5 p.m. So Cosby fans, you got a doubleheader back-to-back. Girls at 3:30, boys at 5 in the 3rd-place game against Benedictine. And then the championship games begin at 6:30 as Highland Springs and Glen Allen will compete. Glen Allen, a very impressive performance in their upset, and I considered it an upset win over Cosby Saturday night in the semifinals, 50-34 the final score. They were down at the half. They employed pressure defense, and I think they really surprised Cosby by doing that. And they also had some great defensive play down low by Julia Fritz and others on Whitehead, taking advantage of ball position rather than, sulking at the fact that they didn't have a height issue. You know, they had some players that were tall. I mean, Michaela Stanley of Glen Allen is actually taller than Tyra Whitehead, and I was sitting there last night at Crenshaw Gymnasium thinking this is one of the few times this year that Tyra's not going to be the tallest person on the court. Michaela's actually taller than her. Tyra, no offense to Michaela, much more talented, well-rounded. Michaela comes in off the bench as kind of a defensive specialist and working out minutes and maybe giving up some fouls, and we'll get a few points for the team, you know, but plays her role very, very well. And Glenn Allen pulled away there in that fourth quarter and got a very impressive win. So congratulations to them. They were struggling early on in the season. We were at the Conference 20 tip-off tournament in the first weekend 2 weeks ago, and they struggled. They lost the third-place game to J.R. Tucker in overtime in a game where they could have easily won it by 8 to 10 points in regulation. They just went stone cold, and I mean complete stone cold, in the fourth quarter, even in the lane. I can't remember. I quit counting how many layups the Jaguars missed in the fourth quarter that evening before they had to go to OT, and they ended up losing to the Tigers. And then they went to J.R. Tucker in a regularly scheduled game the following Wednesday night, lost a close one there too. And, you know, people were kind of wondering what's going on. You know, Kelsey Scott's been hurt. She won't be back till after the first of the year. But it was a different Jaguar team that started taking the court beginning on Friday night at home when they knocked off then number two Prince George. And now they've knocked off then number four Cosby, and they'll play the championship on Tuesday night, 6:30, against number one Highland Springs. These two teams have already played back on the 13th of December at Highland Springs. Springers won handily, but this Jaguar team is not the same team that went to that game 2 weeks ago. So looking forward to that matchup on Tuesday night at 6:30. Then after that, before the boys' championship, slam dunk contest going to be taking place. First time ever the TDIT has done this slam dunk competition. And if you want more information on that, my best suggestion would be to follow 804 Varsity on Twitter. That's the Richmond Times-Dispatch's Twitter feed for high school sports. Follow 804 Varsity and send them a message on Twitter, or if you can follow each other, send them a DM. And if you've got a tape somewhere of you dunking the basketball and you're pretty doggone good, you may have a chance to slide into that competition at the last minute. As of Saturday night, they were still looking for a few people, from what I understood. So Eric didn't speak to me directly about that, but give them a shout at 804 Varsity and give them a follow there on Twitter as well. I'm sure they would appreciate that. Then the championship game's supposed to start about 8:45. It'll be Highland Springs and John Marshall. Oh, is that all? 6-0 versus 6-0. Siegel Center should be rocking for that one. Coming up Tuesday night, championship boys game of the TDIT. Really, really looking forward to that. And again, our hats off to Eric and all the gang at the Times-Dispatch for putting on another fantastic tournament this year. All right, speaking of hoops, let's do it. Here come the new girls and boys RVA Sports Network top 10 polls. They're released on Twitter every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. But we give you an advance notice when we post this podcast on Sunday nights. We try to get the podcast up by about 8 or 8:30 p.m. So if you listen to the podcast first, you know before we tweet it out on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter who the top 10 teams are. So here we go. Girls top 10 poll will go first. Ladies first, as always. Just out of the poll looking in, James River, Deep Run, and Hermitage. That's James River, Deep Run, and Hermitage. And now your top 10. Coming down all the way from number 2 to number 10, the aforementioned Royals of Prince George, who have lost two tough games in the Times-Dispatch tournament. They hope to right the ship and get a good win on Tuesday morning, when they face Meadowbrook in the 7th place game, and that game again at 9 a.m., and that's a classic Central District battle right there. So no love lost between the Monarchs and the Royals, and it'll be Prince George and Meadowbrook on Tuesday morning, and PG, the Royals will be looking to go to 6-2 with a win there. Happy birthday to Ariel Stevenson, by the way. She's celebrating a birthday on this podcast recording day of Sunday, December the 21st. Moving up one to number 9, J.R. Tucker, who got a win this past week in their lone game to go to 5-1, and now they have a break until next week. They will play in a holiday tournament next week, so they'll get some action in before we get back in for keeps in early January. Moving up to number 8, one spot for the Atlee Raiders. Atlee 1-1 so far in the TDIT tournament. They lost their opening match at Cosby, but then they come back and get that win against Prince George at Randolph-Macon in the semifinals. And again, it'll be Atlee and Huguenot in the 5th place game coming up at 12 noon on Tuesday. Falling 3 notches from 4-7 are the Titans of Cosby, suffering their second loss of the season last week to Glenn Allen, who also, by the way, I neglected to mention, is just outside our top 10 poll. If there were such a thing as a top 11, Glenn Allen would be at number 11 right now. So Cosby at 7, and moving up to number 6, Collegiate, the Cougars, are now at 3-1 on the season, and they are off until January the 2nd. They get back in action in the weekend before everybody goes back to school. And now the top five. Midlothian makes their first appearance in the top five this year with a record of 5-1 at number five. Congratulations to the Trojans moving up, despite the fact that they didn't play this week due to exams. And they'll get back on the hardwood very, very soon. In fact, next Friday, I believe, they and Atlee have a date with each other, and that will be interesting to see. Down in South Carolina right now, the Monacan Chiefs are participating in the Shootout by the Sea tournament. They're 1-1 so far. Saturday morning, they beat Goose Creek. And then this afternoon, Sunday afternoon, they lost a two-point heartbreaker. Down there, 59-57 was the final score, and that drops the Chiefs to 6-2 on the year. But tough competition at that tournament at South Carolina, and Monacan moves to number four with that 6-2 mark. Biggest mover of the week higher, the Henrico Warriors. They are the new number three team in our poll at 7-0. They have run the table so far. Henrico, the surprise team in the area so far this year, still unbeaten. And congratulations to them for cracking the top three. And our top two remain the same. Taja Cole and the LC Bird Skyhawks, who were off this week for exams. They'll get back in action at their Holiday Classic this weekend. And we'll have them on the RBA Sports Network. We'll talk about that in a minute. They are number two. They have a record of 4-1. And remaining, as they have all season long, the number one team in the RBA Sports Network Girls Top 10 poll, the Highland Spring Springers, who rolled into the championship of the TDIT with a huge win over Hermitage in the semis on Saturday, and they'll take on Glen Allen for the championship on Tuesday night. So there's your new girls' top 10 poll. Prince George, J.R. Tucker, Atlee, Cosby, Collegiate, and then top five, Midlothian, Monacan, Henrico, LC Bird, and at number one again, Highland Springs. Now on to the boys. Brand new top 10. Just outside the top 10 looking in, we've got Benedictine, St. Christopher's, Prince George, and Patrick Henry. Prince George only 3-1 on the season. They haven't played a lot. They got a late start, but they've had a good start. Had a good win the other night. St. Christopher's had their first loss of the season this past week. Benedictine is 1-1 in the Times-Dispatch tournament. They get a chance to get third place if they can beat Cosby on Tuesday. And very quietly up in Ashland, Patrick Henry is playing some pretty good basketball, so we're keeping an eye on them as well. Now for the boys' top 10. Remaining at number 10 from last week, George Wythe, the Bulldogs, who had a tough night in the first round of the TDIT Friday night, losing at Highland Springs by 17, but then they come back and they demolish Midlothian in the semis, which earned them a date with the number 9 team in our poll in the fifth place game at 1:30 on Tuesday. Bulldogs at number 10, number 9, Grayson Medulla and the Jaguars of Glen Allen, now with a record of 6-3, coming so close to knocking off Deep Run in a huge rivalry matchup that we had live here on the RVA Sports Network last Wednesday night. What an atmosphere. What two great student sections. And man, when Glen Allen moves over to the Colonial District next year and they start playing Deep Run in basketball in a home-and-home series year after year, that's going to be just crazy. Looking forward to that. Glen Allen holding on at number 9. At number 8, new to the poll, the Meadowbrook Monarchs. They did not play this past week due to exams. Their only loss, that overtime loss to Metoica, where they almost knocked off the still undefeated Warriors. They're at 4-1, and Meadowbrook is in the top 10 at number 8. Congratulations to them. At number 7, the aforementioned Wildcats of Deep Run getting the win over Glen Allen. They're on their way to Orlando, Florida for a tournament just after Christmas, and we've got the hookup. We've got information, and hopefully we'll be sending you out Twitters and all that information about their performances there in Orlando as that happens just after the Christmas break during a busy basketball weekend next weekend. And now the top 6 are all unbeaten, friends. Holding steady at number 6 is Metoica at 7-0. They got a win on Friday night. That was their only game of the week. Hopewell, they had a couple of wins this week, and they moved to 8-0, including thrashing Rappahannock on Saturday evening. 8-0, the Blue Devils, and they hold steady at number 5. Holding at number 4, 2-0 in the TDIT, 6-0 overall. Taking care of Cosby last night easily, the Justices of John Marshall. At number 3, undefeated, the team that will battle John Marshall for the TDIT championship on Tuesday night, the Highland Spring Springers and A.J. Gaston. Man, what a great performance last night in that semifinal win over Benedictine, especially in the second half. He had two fouls. He played most of the second half before committing that third personal foul, and he had 15 of his 21 points in the second half. And the top two stayed the same. LC Bird off this week, getting ready for their classic this coming weekend at 4-0. They are number two. And the Henrico Warriors, they have gone through eight games on the road. They have won them all, and they get set to host their annual Holiday Hoops tournament this year at Glen Allen High School due to the ongoing reconstruction and renovations at Henrico. The tournament's been moved to Glen Allen. They are number one. So to review the top 10 boys again, George With, Glen Allen, the newbie is Meadowbrook at eight, then Deep Run, Matoaka at six. Your top five are Hopewell, John Marshall, Highland Springs, Bird still at two, and Henrico still at number one. Now let me set the table for you for our broadcast schedule this week as we get set to wrap up this pre-Christmas edition of Central Region Now. We have got 11 games in 4 days coming up here on the RVA Sports Network. We are going to be very, very, very busy between December 26th and December 29th, and I cannot wait. We will begin with our coverage of day number one of the Henrico Holiday Hoops Tournament this coming Friday. Friday, we will have four games on RVA Sports Network live here online. A quadruple header will begin at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Time, tip-off scheduled for 2:30 of Patrick Henry and Henrico. That should be a pretty good game to tip things off. Then the 4:15 game is Hermitage at Lee. At about 5:45, it'll be Verina versus Freedom, one of the two out-of-town teams in the Henrico tournament. And then the final matchup that night will be St. Christopher's against Colonial Forge. So some very good first-round action on Friday from the Henrico Holiday Hoops tournament. Then on Saturday, we head down to Chester for our second year of broadcasting from the LC Bird Holiday Hoops Classic. And it's a triple header on Saturday night, and what a triple header it's going to be. We have got number one, boys game action at 6 p.m. that Saturday night. It'll be the defending 5A state champions, Potomac, taking on number eight, Meadowbrook. That's our first game. And then at about 7:30 or so, the girls will take center stage, and it's going to be number one versus number two, Highland Springs against LC Bird. The top two teams in our top 10 poll collide. Cannot wait. And then speaking of LC Bird and Highland Springs, at about 9 o'clock, the boys edition of Springer's Skyhawks. And that'll be a battle of number two and number three in our top 10 poll. So do not miss it. If you can't get down to Chester Saturday night for yourself, join us here live on the RVA Sports Network. You can listen to us live on all three of our websites, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, HanoverCountySports.net. And very soon, when we get RVASportsNetwork.com up and running, we'll have a broadcast hub and a central home for all of our coverage right there as well. So that's the triple header. That's Saturday. We will rest up on Sunday, and then on Monday, we go back to Glen Allen for Championship Monday at the Henrico Holiday Hoops Tournament. We'll have the 7th place game at 2:30, 5th place at 4, 3rd place at 5:30, and then the championship match will be at about 7:15 on Monday, December the 29th, a week from tomorrow as we record this podcast. So there you go, friends. If you want to know, or if you're not sure, you forget at some point and you want to see the broadcast schedule, that's always available on the right side of every one of our websites at ChesterfieldCountySports.net, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net. Look on the right side of the page. Broadcast schedule is updated and is there to keep you posted on everything that is going on. All right, my friends, that's going to do it for this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. Rob with them saying thanks for being with us. It's a busy time of year. It always is. Football has finally come to an end at the high school level. Basketball is in absolute full swing with holiday action going on from here all the way down to Orlando, Florida. Teams traveling here, there, and everywhere. Lots of things going on. We're going to keep you posted on it. We will have another podcast next week on Sunday evening. We will have another top 10 poll coming up next Sunday that will take into account the TDIT tournament championship. We'll take into account the Henrico and the LC Bird tournament results from Friday and Saturday. So, yes, there'll be new top 10 polls next Sunday on the RBA Sportsnet on Twitter and here on Central Region Now. Podcast drops about 8:30 Eastern time on Sunday evening, and the top 10s on Twitter on the RBA Sportsnet on Twitter at 9 o'clock in the evening. There you go. Well, for myself and my wonderful wife of almost 27 years, I proposed to her on Christmas Eve of 1987, so it'll be 27 years ago Wednesday night, that she made the worst decision of her life and said yes. from my wife, Bonnie, from my son, Robbie, and from my daughter, Rachel, who many of you see at games with me doing photography, set up, getting the coaches on the football field for the post-game show on Friday nights, and much, much more. All of us here at the RBA Sports Network want to wish you and yours the most blessed and healthiest and happiest of Christmases. And thanks so much for your support and for being with us this year. We look forward to bringing you even more and better and bigger things in 2015, and we couldn't do it without you. So thank you very much. Yeah, that's right. That's way too strong. No bah humbugs here. Thank you, everybody. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RBA Sports Network. It's intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of any portion of the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is prohibited. RBA Sports Network is a division of HCS Media LLC. This podcast is a copyright 2014, all rights reserved. Merry Christmas. And we will see you on the sideline. On the picture, frozen landscape, chilled this room for 24 days. Evergreen, sparkling snow, get this winter over with. Flash back to springtime, some again. Would have been good to go for life. Wait a minute, get this winter over with? I just heard softball and baseball players shout hooray.